ding 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 ding.
Lifetimes, the fight, boxing. Listen, I'm Nate there, Boxy Brown. Box. Listen, don't box me out. Lifetimes, the fight. We're talking about boxing. Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes, I gotta shout out just Anthony Joshua, just what he did, just what he did for the sport and the people and everybody who consumes it. And we'll talk more about it. I'm gonna dive into these topics. It's the Life and Times Network. And we gonna work. Body work works. Now, let's put in some work. Are you guys ready to pod? I'm Harry Potter, the boy who pod. Listen, we gotta rank the entertainment level from a 1 to 10. I'm talking about the Anthony Joshua, Francis Ngannou card that just happened this weekend, the same weekend of UFC 299. I was up watching fights going bonkers for 2 days straight, and my girl still dates me. It's nice. Like the Times Network. Tap in. Ranking the entertainment level from a 1 to 10, we got to go another 10 out of 10. I'm feeling like 10-10, that little movie. He spun it around.
I spun around, and I put the in the full Nelson.
Listen, we got to stop the boxer versus MMA madness. And I'm not talking about the fights. I'm talking about the people in the comment section. Listen, if you don't train, shut up. And if you do train, we all know that every UFC fighter needs to learn striking, and every boxer doesn't need to learn that, right? These are different disciplines, different sports, and different artists. Let them create, let them shed blood, and respect the histories and the stories of these people. Of course, Ngannou can take down Tyson Fury and break his legs and choke him out. Obviously. The question is, could he box? So let Tyson Fury live. Life of Times Network had to make the money. But listen, speaking of money, all these fighters, boxing, MMA, karate, any of these sports, combat, sambo, jiu-jitsu, judo, anybody who's putting BKFC, anybody that's putting themselves at risk, we got to start respecting them and respecting each other's arts. Nobody can do what they do, and no one can do it like each other. The best boxer can't throw a kick like the best kickboxer. The best kickboxer can't throw a jab like the best boxer. We have to just accept and appreciate all art forms as far as combat. And if you have a preference, go ahead and watch your preference. Now we're talking boxing. Life and Times. The fight. Now we're talking boxing. We got to talk about this Ryan Garcia stuff. A lot of it is like, is it trolling? Is it mental health? Are we joking around? Is it serious? Right? So, like, if he's joking around, all right. But, like, if it's serious, if any of the things he made inklings to are serious, are we going to be like, oh, he's crazy? Or are we going to pay attention? And if he's crazy or he has issues and things of that nature, are we going to give him some help? Or are we just going to throw him into the fight with Devin Haney? Because Devin Haney's somewhere doing jumping jacks, working on that jab. He doesn't give a fuck. As he should, bro. It's not his job to worry about the man he's competing against. That's up to his coach. That's up to his trainers. That's up to his family and friends. And right now, Ryan Garcia doesn't look like a kid that has a lot of support. You know, we got people. And I seen the fight with him and Tank, and, like, he went by himself. You know, his promoters left him. So, like, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, especially about the things he's talking about. So if any of this is true, I think we need to come together collectively and combat these issues and these tyrants and these evil people. But I don't know if it's real. And that's the catch 22 with things like this, because this isn't the first time or the last time this kid's probably going to do something on the internet that we all going to be like, are you okay? And I wish he could find or get some balance within the fight within himself. Shout out Ryan Garcia. You're in our prayers. Good luck on the fight. Speaking of the fight, I think Devin Haney is going to, I won't say walk through him, but I think he got too many skills for him. I think all he has to do is dodge that left hook. I don't see much development out of Ryan Garcia. He could surprise me. He could not. I think he's good until he gets, you know, he looked really good against Tank until he started getting hit back. He looks good against meager opposition, but once he starts jumping that level, he starts to have issues. He starts to have problems. And I don't know if he's done the personal work or the self-work to change his habits. And things take time to change. He's had so many different coaches. And that's the thing, too. Like, fighters develop habits to based upon their coach. They can change because of their coach as well. You know, are you adaptable or are you malleable to that? Or are you just coming in as rough clay? Because he's also changing camp so much, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Speaking of the behind the scenes, we got Bill Haney and AB going back and forth. I don't give either much credence besides it just devolved into something like two men of their stature and their accomplishments. I don't think they should be doing this. I think there's this plague amongst men, especially men of color who come from certain backgrounds who like, okay, we're tough, we're threatening each other's lives, or we're this, that, and there, and I'm like this, and I'm really like that. And it's like, all right, bro, but you are an athlete. You are a boxer, four-time champion. You don't think you should be above that at some point in your life? Do you think claiming that makes you a better man? Because, I don't know, there's a lot of men who are just males to me. Like, they're not men. There's a difference between a man and a boy in his discernment and in his actions. And I don't know these people well enough to hope, and I hope this is all just to pump up a fight. But, like, from what I've seen, like, just what AB's been talking about, that young lady he's been talking about, and Bill Haney fanning the flames, going back and forth with him when he's the elder statesman. You know, he's just too old for certain things. I feel like at a certain age, you can't go back and forth with a young man who's obviously dealing with things, right? AB's come forward with his own issues and his own problems. And, you know, just check, take a listen to some of the podcasts and the things he's been on, as far as the $1 million worth of game podcast that he was on. It shed light on a lot of things going on behind the scenes. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes with these athletes, and I wish them the best. You know, it's not just about what happens in that squared circle, because the things that happen outside of it affects the fighter outside, inside of it as well. I hope people move forward and move graciously and move like men. Now, let's talk about the big fight. Ding, 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 ding. Bro, man, people was getting knocked out. Mark Chamberlain got a round 4 TKO. Yes, sir. Rock of my baby on the treetop. How my vocals? Get my vocals in. Tapping in. Life and Times Network. Bro, Israeli got a round 5 KO in the winner of the vacant belt. Listen, bro, people are going to start getting these belts and people are going to start fighting. The division has to move on, and I'm glad we're moving in a step forward for that. Ray Vargas got a razor thin win, you know, a split draw. I don't know what everybody's seeing. I can't judge everything. I gotta go check out the fight again. I watched it live, but the, you know, with the oohs and ahs, how can you really judge a fight? Like, it's not a straight out knockout. I just don't know anymore. I have to turn off the tape, gotta turn off the commentary, gotta turn off the crowd. Now I gotta judge it myself round by round. And not just the rounds I like from a fighter, but the rounds he may have won or lost, you know? Speaking of close fights, Joseph Parker had a very close fight with Bang Bang. And, I mean, that dude's got a chin. He's been fighting heavy punchers back-to-back. He just beat Deontay Wilder by Universal Inna. Yeah, by UD, and he just won a majority draw. And he's the guy. Heavyweight boxing is pretty... It's pretty pitched competition right now. There's a lot of guys ready. We got Jared Anderson in the wings. We got up-and-comers in the wings. And I'm just, like, excited for the heavyweight division. Now, we got to talk about that boy, AJ. He is... I think he's arrived. I think losing to Usyk twice taught him a lot. He's taking it a lot more serious. He's not landing. He used to rely on his athleticism. When his intellect, but his ring IQ was lacking. And that just comes with age and maturing. You know, he's really changed his game to the point that, like, he showed the difference in someone diving into boxing versus someone who was fully prepared to box you. He took every page out of Fury's book, far as, like, what was working well, and executed in 2 rounds what Fury couldn't do in 10. Second round, brutal KO of Francis Ngannou, who's never been knocked out. Not like that. He's never lost on a feet like that before in his entire combat career. And I'm not surprised. AJ is young. Tyson Fury is older, and he also has a style that is not suited for a guy like Francis. He wants to jab. He wants to work. He wants to lay on you. He wants to make you tired, then knock you out. Francis is strong enough and big enough, and he handles people enough that, like, when Fury was in the clinch trying to make him carry the weight, Ngannou's used to doing that in the UFC, so he wasn't fazed by that. AJ came out there and knocked him out with a right hand straight there on the temple. You're not supposed to get here. Night-night. Not supposed to get hit there. I think AJ should fight the winner of Usyk Fury, but they got a contracted rematch clause, so he should fight Joseph Parker. I wouldn't mind to see that, and then whoever wins that is next up. Far as, like, after Usyk and Fury fight twice. Francis, he's got to go back to Bellator and handle some business in PFL. Wish him all the luck, and I wish him a speedy recovery. That was a nasty knockout. Ding, 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 ding. This has been Boxing, Life and Times. The Fight.